The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised. From the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. And we can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Story in your eyes, it's me. folks. Thanks for tuning the show in tonight. This is Kelso, your host, live, ever lively, ever demonstrating the live nature of this show by the strange things that happen on a regular basis. And one of those happened tonight. Anyway, here I am coming in a little bit late. I'm at a new location and had a little bit of a glitch here in the setup on the show. But thanks to the genius of the engineers at Republic Broadcasting Network, you're hearing my voice right now. You're patching it through. And so we'll plow ahead with the show. I'll be a little bit handicapped here in the show tonight. Let me just see here what I can do. I'm going to get creative here with just turning over here to my daughter's computer. Let me just see here if I can do something with her computer real quickly. Get on your screen. I want to get Breitbart.com on your screen. Give me a browser. Yeah, my daughter's getting me a browser. Okay, that's it. That's all I need. Thank you. All righty, folks. Improvising again here. Let us go to... Let me see. Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what. Here. Type in for me. Have you got the Dvorak keyboard? No. Okay. Type in for me. Search... Twitter? No. Twitter? Donald Trump. here you go, folks. This is live, okay? Hit return. Hit enter. Okay, and then I want... Oh, you got his account. Okay, beautiful. My daughter got the Trump account for me here. Here we are. Hog heaven. Donald Trump's Twitter account. And let me just... He's got bannered on his account. He's got the Black Knights of West Point there in the Oval Office with him. What a picture that is. And let us see what is he tweeting right now. Let me hit refresh on this. Okay. He has got some older tweets. And here's one from he was in Louisiana, and he announced the golden era of American energy is now underway. And truly, that was, we were ending with that thought yesterday. With incredible grit, skill, and pride, the 7,000 workers here at Sempra Energy, that was in Louisiana, are helping lead the American energy revolution. They are not only making our nation wealthier, but they are making America safer by building a future of American energy independence. And this is just one of the amazing things. You know, think about it, folks. What American president has ever set such a high goal, made such a project of something so vital to our country? I mean, look, think of the potted plants like George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush and Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter and all the rest of them. Obama. Which one of them had any high patriotic ideal? Which one of them had any high plan for the well-being, the health of America? Nothing. Just potted plants. Just people pushed around by their, in the case of the left-wing Democrats, by their Saul Alinskyite Marxist-Leninist cadre. And in the case of the neocon Republicans, the rhinos, pushed around by who is it that controls the rhinos? What a waste of breath those people are. So Donald Trump, you know, in this case here, he has created. I mean, imagine this: in just 2 years, he has created energy independence for America. That was not true 2 years ago, and I'll tell you what, I see it loud and clear, in living color, in technicolor, here in North Dakota. Obama had stopped the pipelines. He had disabled the pipelines. He was hamstringing oil exploration. Donald Trump came in, bingo, bango, bongo, pipelines open. Instantly, oil flowing, instantly. Money coming into the North Dakota treasurer's office. And instantly, North Dakota vaulting, almost ahead of Texas. Now, and North Dakota is just one of the stories. Alaska, the same thing. In Texas, the same thing. In Louisiana, where the president just was. So all over America, the coal industry booming, natural gas booming, oil booming, and then all the industries that derive from that, steel. Steel depends on what? Energy, coal, oil, natural gas. So Donald Trump has created now America, which was a sorely deficit nation, spending ultimately hundreds of billions of dollars, sending it to places like Venezuela for our oil. We didn't buy that much oil from the Middle East, but Venezuela was our number one supplier, I believe. Mexico was a big supplier. Now we are shipping the oil out. We are not exporting hundreds of billions of dollars in order to keep our lights on. No, we're collecting hundreds of billions of dollars from the rest of the world so they can keep their lights on. Thank you, Donald John Trump. And that's just one of the areas in which Donald Trump has already made America great again in 2 years. Here's another, let me refresh and see what we've got here. Now we're improvising here, folks. When I get to a break, engineer, when I get to a break, when you get me to a break, let me know. Just cut in on the air. Let me know we're in a break. And, all right, the engineer heard me on that. And folks, let me take this opportunity to repeat something I'm going to be saying much more in the future, which is send in your money. Help secure RBN's energy independence. That energy, that oil, that natural gas, that hydroelectric power is your money. That's the fuel that drives the RBN turbines. So give RBN energy independence. Send your money in. Just go to republicbroadcasting.org. You'll see a variety of ways in which you can contribute. Importantly, don't make your a contribution a one-off. If you can, and you can. You can do this. Make it a regular contribution. And I don't know if, shame on me, I should know this. I don't know if RBN has set up recurring payment so that you have a monthly recurring payment. If RBN has not yet set that up, of course, we should. But if it's there, take advantage of it. If it's not there, well, then just rely on your memory and my haranguing to every month send in some more energy so that RBN can be independent. Let us see here. Here we have 6 hours ago, the president tells us this. The fake news, Washington Post, and notice that the president is invoking this terminology repeatedly. You're getting used to it, so you're thinking, well, it's not grabbing you, maybe, how revolutionary that is. That your president, the leader of your people, of your country, is prefacing any mention of the New York Times or the Washington Post with the term fake news. Are you kidding? Pinch yourself. Is this a dream? Is this really happening? Fake news, Washington Post. Yes, your president is doing that. Not once in a while, not, you know, once every 6 months. No, he's doing it every day, repeatedly every day. If he holds a press conference, he's pointing his finger right at the clown that's trying to trip him up with a nasty questions, and he says, "You're fake news," right to their ugly faces. You, yeah, you, your fake news. And he'll name the network. And that's going over national TV. So he says, CNN, you're fake news. And he'll say to MSNBC, you know, you guys at MSNBC, I think you might be worse than CNN. He said that 100 times, maybe more. He names names. He clobbers these guys. So here he is doing it again. The fake news, Washington Post, that's owned by Jeff Bezos, who owns Amazon and is the richest man in the world. And by the way, for those of you out there who are obsessed with the subject, he's not a Jewish guy, Jeff Bezos. His father is a Nordic. His father, and this is such an interesting story, I know I've said it several times, maybe some of you have missed it. The richest man in the world is his birth father is a Scandinavian descent fellow, and I don't recall, right off the top of my head the exact history, but he fell out of Jeff Bezos' life, one way or another. Jeff Bezos didn't have a dad. He grew up with his stepdad, which is where he got the name Bezos. And that's his stepdad's name. And I forget the birth father's name, but, it's a typical Scandinavian name, the Scandinavian names we have up here in North Dakota. This is a very Scandinavian place. Anyway, so Jeff Bezos was hurt by this. And his father, come on. It's your dad, And so Jeff Bezos actually, from what I've read, does not want to meet his birth father. Isn't that amazing? But anyway, he owns the Washington Post. We got music coming in. It's kind of faint, engineer, but that means I need to shut up. We'll have a break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. And this is James Kelso here on the Trump Phenomenon. And a little bit hamstrung tonight. But you know, the miracle of the engineers, these capable engineers in Round Rock, Texas, that's where you want to send your contributions. They make the whole thing go. And you've got to keep, you know, without a real network, which is what John Stadtmiller has created, it's just kind of imitation radio. You know, it's a nice try. But John Stadtmiller is, from the beginning, he has set out to create a network that goes out to radio stations, that goes out to the satellite, goes out over the internet. And his job, one of his hats that he wears, is to get your shows, your signals, this network, get it out through as many channels as possible. And one of the things he's done to make it real, to make it substantial, is he's hired engineers and real engineers. And that's why you're hearing my voice right now. Without those engineers, I would be lost right up here in North Dakota with all I've got working right now for me. My technology right now is my cell phone. And those engineers are turning my cell phone into a radio show for you. Now, I've also got my daughter's computer. I just moved. And so I'm doing a setup here, and I got pinched here between things. And so I tried to swing a setup before showtime tonight. Didn't quite make it. I promise you, I'm within one password of having that done. So tomorrow night we'll be really moving in a grooving here on the Trump Phenomenon in a new setup, much better, bigger, better than anything I've ever done before. So very happy about that. I apologize for the improvisation of tonight. And I don't think I'm going to be able to take your phone calls. So if any of you are calling in right now, I don't think I'm going to be able to coordinate well enough to do phone calls. So I'll have to just do a show on my own here with you. And you know, it's an interesting thing. People ask about that. You know, the whole idea of a call-in show and all that. I love it. I love the whole live aspect of that. But, you know, what's the most successful radio show in the history of radio? And currently, the most successful radio show in the world? You know the answer to that question. And it's a guy who, for years, didn't take calls at all. Doesn't generally, even now. But actually broadcast for years without taking calls at all. And did not just a one-hour show, as we're attempting here tonight. But does like 3 hours of radio, and that's Rush Limbaugh. And that has proved to be the most successful, you know, formula for radio. He's got the most successful right-wing radio show in the world. Anyway, so I don't have any qualms about doing shows. Well, there's lightning and thunder up here in North Dakota right now. And boy, does the flowers and the yards need that rain. Wonderful. I just put my garden in, and my spring garden. And I kind of cheated a little bit. I'm not going from seeds. I'm kind of impatient. So I went down and bought, you know, flowers and plants and herbs and so on. Already started. And then I bought a bazillion bags of garden soil. And I'm going to have the most spectacular gardens I've ever had. I feel so good about it. Here it is. Lightning. I just learned this recently. You know, one of the sources of your plants in the soil, they need nitrogen. And I learned this studying the global warming hoax, climate change hoaxers. And it's very interesting how carbon dioxide, how there's a cycle of carbon going through life forms like you and me. plants. And one of the things that goes through the cycle is nitrogen. And one of the means of delivering nitrogen into the soil, I was unaware of this, is lightning. And one of the reasons that you feel after a lightning storm, you feel like, the air is so fresh and so on, is that apparently nitrogen has been brought down to the earth and other nice things have happened in the atmosphere. Anyway, the hope that, you know, spring is being the beautiful thing wherever you are, that it is here in North Dakota. And, you know, I talk about sometimes how cold North Dakota is. And in the winter, it is cold. But in the spring, the summer, and the fall, my gosh, don't think this is a cold place in the spring, the summer, or the fall. And I've gotten a bunch of people to come up here and move up to North Dakota on this statement. There are jobs up here. There are jobs in them, our hills. Well, we don't have hills, but we have jobs. There are jobs up in North Dakota, and everybody that I've, influenced in some way to come on up here has been happily the recipient of a good job, great jobs. And that's still true. There's a job boom up here in front of every business. It says now hiring in front of every business in the state, almost. And so if you're, it's not working out for you wherever you are, even though in spite of the Trump boom, if you're having trouble finding a job, you're footloose and fancy free, jump in the station wagon. Come on up to North Dakota. This is a real good time to do that. Manners were praying and hearts beat fast. Hey, we got a break here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda. on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Hey, we're back, folks. And we're really back. I got my new setup, my new computer setup here in my new location here in North Dakota. Always in North Dakota. I got it working during the break, and the engineer got me live here on the audio system. So we're cooking with gas here. And let me log out of a couple things. And now I've got Breitbart right in front of me. I'll have Donald Trump's account here in just a moment. And I've got let me get your caller board here. Let me move this browser down. Oops, I just copied the browser. I don't want to do that. Let's see here. Oh, here's Skype here. Okay, let me get the caller board up. You can call in at 800-313-9443. That will work now. So don't hesitate, 800-313-9443. That's how I was just broadcasting to you a moment ago. I called in on that number. Scott in Arizona is on the line. Scott, are you there?
Hello, James.
Yeah, Scott, this is a miracle that I can hear you, and that I'm telling you right now, the engineers at RBN are geniuses. Go ahead, what's on your mind?
Oh, they are, and that nice... That nice board operator, I don't know his name, but...
they're all nice. No. There's a bunch of them, and they're all really nice. They're really cool guys. I don't know how John finds such
website.
Great guys.
I've been listening for, more than a decade. But, I really appreciate our president, and only by the grace of God do we have him in the Oval Office. But, my friend, I must say, if I have to critique one thing, it's this... this 5G that's proven not to be very healthy, yet it emanates out. It came from the minds of the scientists or the tech geniuses out of Israel. And notice they won't subject the Israeli citizens to this, but they
now, let me ask you this. Wait a minute. Now this is a new information for me. Are you saying that 5G is not being rolled out in Israel?
It is not being rolled out in Israel, my friend, and it came from Israel, from the minds of the tech geniuses, and yet Trump is saying, oh yeah, 5, and how about 6? What bothers me, James?
Well, now here's okay. Now here's
the fact that,
well, now hang on. I'm open to learning on this. I am not well informed on 5G. I'm not. But what I would ask of you is there a website with some heavy duty scientists on that website, and there was not political types like me, but heavy duty scientists who are
yes,
sketching out what's wrong with 5G in for instance the health.
You can't mistake this. I can give you the Fullerton Informer, and that would be Joe Iambrano, who really does a number on detailing 5G, and this is really harmful. This is, you don't want this. This
okay.
is not conducive to health
well,
at all. But what bothers me is that it's been rolled out by the geniuses in Israel, yet Netanyahu will not allow it for his.
Well, I have never, if somebody out there can help verify that, I've never heard that. Okay, and
this is facts.
Yeah. Now I hear the correct me if I'm wrong, but the insinuation or the implication of what you're saying is that Jewish guys are out to harm us European guys. And they're going to use hang on, let me finish the logic here, and that 5G is the weapon that they're going to use on us. Okay, so is that your implication?
Well, somewhat, yeah. You pretty much
okay.
Okay,
because now here's the thing.
Dave.
Well, no, it's not a question of catching on. I'm a pretty smart guy. But the point is, I love it, and I appreciate your calling. I love it when people. Lay it out plainly. This is one of the beauties of Donald Trump, is he doesn't mince words. He tells you exactly what he thinks. So, you're saying, and so we've gotten this clear here, that with a different agenda, a hostile agenda to Europeans, Jewish scientists, you call them geniuses, in Israel, are using 5G as a weapon against us, us European guys and gals.
Well,
now that's a heck of a charge. Now, here's what I would say. There are lots of very brilliant non-Jewish European scientists, lots of them, thousands of geniuses, I might modestly say I'm one of them, and the people with really high IQs. Now, this is not going to escape their notice. If they are, and our people are the target of something that's going to turn our brains into jelly with microwaves or whatever, this is not going to escape our notice. So and trust me, Donald Trump is one of those geniuses. It's not going to escape his notice. So I'm getting more implication from you, which is that Donald Trump has been very enthusiastic about 5G. He said, hey, we're going to launch 5G in America on our terms. The Chinese aren't going to be they're not going to have a lock on 5G, nor is any other country. We're smart here in America, and we're capable. We're going to do our own advances. Now, Trump is viewing 5G as a technological advance. He's not viewing it as a health threat. Okay, so we first of all know that Donald Trump's motives are pure. He sees 5G as a chance for America. He sees it as the future, and he doesn't want the Chinese to get a lock on the future. He wants us to have that lock. He wants us to go to the moon, us to go to Mars, us to be the energy leader of the world. So now, if Trump has that wrong...
We can log the other planet. We can log the other planets later. Let's take care of America first, okay?
Okay, but now, here's the challenge. Here's the challenge to you, Scott, there in Arizona. Donald Trump, if you can, you and others who think that 5G is a mortal threat to our health and our well-being, then your challenge is marshal the scientists. In other words, don't get a bunch of guys like me, rooting for the idea that 5G is going to kill you. Get heavy-duty scientists, and we have plenty of those. And if they can document that fact, Donald Trump will take note. And he is not, yes?
Okay, I appreciate that. Simply, let me explain. 4G works at the same, it rotates at the same axis, A-X-I-S, as the water molecule. Okay, so if you subject yourself to a lot of 4G, you will be dehydrated. 5G rotates at the air molecule. And what do you
Scott, here's the problem. Scott, here's the problem in this discussion between you and me. I'm a smart guy, but I'm not a scientist. I'm not even close. And I correct me if I'm wrong, I suspect you're not a scientist. So
you can dig your teeth in.
No, I can't, because I'm not qualified to dig my teeth into that. I would just
they rotate.
No.
Attacks and rotate.
Scott,
you're not listening.
I know I'm not listening because you and I have to be scientists. We have to be qualified. This is one of the great features of European civilization.
These are all proven facts.
Hang on, Scott. One of the beauties of the Western civilization that Donald Trump speaks of and that he says we must defend We must defend our civilization. One of the beauties of us, of our civilization, is that we invented science. And what is science? Science.
Well, science is nothing more than supposition.
No. Oh boy, come on, please, please. We've
well,
got
that's a
great
fact,
science.
Sir.
No, Scott. Look, saying something's a fact is not doesn't that and $1.50 will buy you a cup of coffee. If you and others who believe that 5G is a mortal threat, if you can marshal the scientists, not the blabbermouths like me. I'm a blabbermouth.
I just gave you a quick study on the axis that rotates.
No, you didn't.
4G
no, you didn't.
And 5G collectively.
Okay. What is
if
your
you
degree
don't
in?
You want to hear it.
Okay, hang on. I love you, brother. I'm not being hostile to you. What is your degree in science? What is your university degree in science?
Peer-reviewed degrees?
No, what is your... Do you have a degree in science? You don't.
Sir, I'm an observer. And these are
right.
All peer-reviewed validations.
But now what I want you to do, here's what I would do. This is what I do on this show all the time. If I have an opinion on something, I look for someone who's very qualified.
Well, if you can get enough people together, reference. Then you can go ahead and report the truth.
Okay.
Don't take
but
my
anyway,
word for
so
it. I agree with you.
Here's your science, Scott. Here's your assignment. Okay. Call me back, on this show or off the air. My phone number, by the way, off the air, folks, is 701-317-5317. All of you, any of you, can call me anytime except during the show. And call me with a scientific website where it's the hazards of 5G are documented. And I promise you, I will spend hours reading that website. But I need scientists. I don't need guys with opinions that, blabbermouths like me. I don't want other guys like me who contend that, who assert that's a fact, so I have to believe it because they said it's a fact. No, I want science. That's what differentiates Western civilization from voodoo, from African non-civilization, and various other Asian mystical systems of thinking, where assertion is all that's required to European science requires proof. It requires observation, and everything has to be completely subjected to criticism. That's the beauty of science. That's the beauty of Western civilization. It's why we're worth preserving, because we come up with things like that. Anyway, thank you very much, Scott, and I will endeavor myself. I will do my own search here on 5G. And anybody else in the audience out there, if you can refer me to a great website, I'll give you an example. I talk about the climate change hoax, the global warming hoax. There are dozens of really good websites run by very powerful scientists, leading climatologists in the world, who will explain to you in great, wonderful detail how the global warming scam is a hoax. There are a plethora of such websites. So that's what I'm asking on this question of 5G. Refer me, please, to websites. I'll read them, and we'll report back here on the show what I've found. But I don't want to, pending that, I'm going to maintain my statement there that Donald Trump, in wanting us to be a leader in 5G, is not part of a nasty Israeli plot in which Donald Trump is a tool of those nasty guys in Israel who want to do you in. No, I don't see any evidence of that on this question of 5G. And yes, are there some real computer geniuses? There are computer geniuses in Israel. Intel is an Israeli-based, I think, company. Who's the other big chip maker? I think they're also Israeli. Help me out. Boy, it's been way too long. I used to be very up on the two big chip makers. Starts with an A. Who's the other chip maker? Well, in any event, these actually are geniuses. In those companies in Israel. People who are, not in love with Israeli practice, hey, I'll give you an example. I don't like the idea that communications were being routed through Israel. That's a bad idea. That's not something we want. I don't want our communications routed through anywhere other than America. And I'll frown just as hard on that as anybody in the audience there. But to me, it's not prima facie. If something is Israeli, it's bad. No. I'll judge something on its merits, not on whether it's Israeli or whether it's Jewish. And by the way, that's part of the Trump phenomenon. That's one of the reasons Donald Trump is caught on, that his ideas have spread like wildfire through the European population, because he's not selling that veiled line that, you know, hey, the Jews did it all. And if we could just throw the Jews out, boy, everything will be fine. Donald Trump doesn't buy that snake oil. And so he treats people, this is true of his attitude towards all races. So he's got great friends in every racial group, and he treats people quite fairly, and that works. And it's the way to defend Western civilization, to defend our people. His respect for other peoples, including Jews, is obvious to all those other peoples, or to the best of them. And that Donald Trump may be the most popular man in Israel. It's possible he is very popular among Israelis. Let me see here. I don't see any other calls on the board right now. If you want to call in, 800-313-9443. And let me go over here. Let me find my browser here. I'm operating under new circumstances. So a little bit. Let's just check for the moment here. Boy, there's some great headlines out of Europe. No time to cover them tonight. But the Brexit story in England, oh, man, it's the Conservative Party crashing and burning. Nigel Farage's Brexit party soaring in popularity a la Donald Trump. This is an amazing story. Of course, the big story here is John Durham and William Barr. Wow. Ah, huge, huge. People going to jail. Let's see what Breitbart's covering right now. Let me go to the top page of Breitbart. This is a nice one. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed an abortion ban into law. Well, Mo Brooks, a great congressman from the northern part of Alabama near Huntsville there, Mo Brooks says the state of Alabama is exercising its 10th Amendment rights. Well, the 10th Amendment, folks, is one of the most beautiful of the Bill of Rights amendments. We'll talk about it in just a moment in our last segment coming up. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks. I'm going to cut right into the music. We're in our last segment, and I barely have time to cover this. This is, I think, the gem for today. I love Joe DiGenova. You know, he's been a prosecutor. He's on the inside. He knows. I talked with Scott in Arizona. You know, we need experts. We need people who are on the inside, who are qualified to tell us. You know, is climate change a hoax? Is 5G a threat? Well, who's on the inside who really knows what he's talking about when it comes to the FBI, the Justice Department, the CIA? It's Joe DiGenova. And if you've watched him on TV, on Fox, he's on all the time. He's my favorite guy to listen to. He just delivers a straight right to the jaw on the truth. Well, here's his latest pronouncement. I love this. We're going to close the show with this. Joe DiGenova says John Brennan is the mastermind of the conspiracy to frame Donald Trump. Joe DiGenova described former CIA director appointed by Obama, John Brennan, as the mastermind of the conspiracy to frame Donald Trump. This is on a Breitbart radio show. John Brennan has lost his security clearance, said DiGenova, much to the credit of the President of the United States. So Donald Trump has yanked John Brennan's security clearance, former CIA director. Do you know how many people still have their security clearances in America? I think it's in the many hundreds of thousands. They're handing them out like candy, but not to John Brennan. Much to the credit of the president. I agree with Joe DiGenova. He says, make no mistake about it. John Brennan is the mastermind of this conspiracy to frame Donald Trump and to steal his presidency from him after he was elected. He said, it's very important for people to realize. That's why I'm ending the show with this. This was not some little idea that popped into Brennan's head. There was a brazen plot started before the election. And the plot was to illegally exonerate Hillary Clinton so that she could become president. And then if she lost, there was an insurance policy to frame Trump so he could be prevented from taking office or removed from office after inauguration. There you have it, folks. And all you people out there who've seen that in the eyes and the face and the voice of John Brennan, evil, evil incarnate. Remember, John Brennan, in 1976, in his first presidential vote as a young man, voted for Gus Hall, the Communist Party candidate. And he became the CIA director appointed by, well, another communist, Barack Obama. Can you believe that? John Brennan voted for Gus Hall and he became CIA director? Are you kidding? John Brennan is at the core of this conspiracy, adds DeGeneva. His handymen and acolytes were Clapper, it's James Clapper, the director of national intelligence, and Comey, and the senior FBI officials who worked with Comey. Let's not forget that all of the people in senior levels of the Department of Justice under Obama were involved in this plot. Bingo. Bingo, folks. This is what Durham and Bill Barr are going to put in jail. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.